Sometimes just to scare the operator, I'll sob. It's too late. He died. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's too much. Occasionally, a recording will thank me. Thank you for using AT&T. How can this be? Isn't gratitude a personal feeling? Recording devices don't have personal feelings. Do they? No, but I do. And I feel this showy hyper-politeness must be stopped. Thank you for listening this far. Wouldn't it be interesting if the only way you could die was that suddenly your head blew up? If there were no other causes of death, everyone died the same way? Sooner or later, without warning, your head simply exploded. You know what I think? I think people would get used to it. I believe people can learn to take anything in stride if they think it's unavoidable. Picture a bunch of guys singing Happy Birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Charlie. Boom! And Charlie's head blows up. But all the candles go out, so it's actually a form of good luck. And everyone applauds. Of course, there'd be an occasional downside. God, another head? That's two this week. I just had this suit cleaned. But we'd learn to deal with it. Let's say you were sitting in a restaurant with your girlfriend, and the waiter was reciting the specials. Tonight we have the marinated bat nipples on a bed of lightly sautéed panda assholes. Boom! The waiter's head explodes. I'll bet you wouldn't miss a beat. Honey, did he say bat nipples or cat nipples? We better get another waiter. And some fresh salsa. I'm not eating this stuff. He was holding it when he blew. So anyway, I'm allergic to bat nipples. I think I might go with the free-range penguin dick. Or the deep-dish moose balls. How about you? Wait, hold still. A little piece of eyebrow on your cheek. There, I got it. By the way, honey, what wine goes with brain? When I watch news tapes on TV of the Intifada from Palestine, and I see the Arab kids throwing stones at Israeli tanks, I always have fun watching for the kids who are left-handed, because left-handers have a kind of natural curveball. It's really interesting. I can't wait till Major League Baseball comes to the Middle East. Incidentally, I also noticed that Arab kids usually throw in a high arc, whereas the Catholic kids in Northern Ireland throw more of a line drive. Either way is all right with me, as long as they're accurate. Kids are great. Hi, I'm Bud, president and head doctor of Bud's Medical Center. Come on into Bud's. This weekend we're having a special on head injuries. Any sort of head injury you got, from a black eye to a completely caved-in skull, just $1.50 this weekend at Bud's Medical Center. We'll also give a free estimate to anyone who's bleeding. So if you're sick, injured, diseased, hurt, maimed, disfigured, or just plain don't feel good, come on into Bud's Medical Center. Bud's, where all the sick people go. Wouldn't it be weird if they just buried you alive when you got to be 65? If that was the deal for everyone? Right after your 65th birthday party, they came and got you and dumped you in a big pit with a bunch of other people your age and threw in all your birthday presents and buried you all alive. Wouldn't that be weird? Jesus, I'm glad they don't do that. That would be weird. But sooner or later, we'll have to do something like that. We'll have to. We can't take care of old people as it is. And there are going to be millions more of them. Good early medical care is a mixed blessing. It leads to too many old people. What are you going to do with them? No one wants to take care of them. Their children put them in homes. Even the people whose job it is to take care of them in the homes don't give a shit. They abuse them. No one cares. It's my belief that sooner or later, we're going to have to start killing old people before they become a burden. One good thing, though, we'll save a lot of money on Social Security, and maybe the country won't go broke. There's always a bright side. The custom of observing a moment of silence before an athletic event to honor dead people strikes me as meaningless and arbitrary, because if you'll notice, only certain people get this special treatment. It's highly selective. Therefore, I've decided that someday, when the time comes that every single person in the world who dies receives a moment of silence, I will begin paying attention. Until then, count me out. It's ridiculous. Here's what I mean. Let's say you live in Cleveland and you decide to go to the Browns game. There you are in the football stadium with a hot dog and a beer, ready to enjoy the action, and a somber-sounding public address